Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, and multitasking like a mug right now. I'm sitting over here texting. Why am I texting you, Copper? We're sitting right next to each other. I don't understand. But I'm texting, talking, I'm moving the computer dial. What else can I do? All right. Hey, what was that call? You had a call a minute ago. What was that?
Oh, that's right. Someone wanted to ask, what can someone who doesn't have kids, doesn't know much about the education system and its problems, what can they do to help out with this reading problem? Is there anything?
Wow. What a cool question. That was one of our callers asked that?
That's right.
Yeah. So I'll tell you what, the first thing that comes to my mind is get involved. I mean, if you believe that you've got a skill set that can help, like I'm looking, okay, I just pulled it up, as a matter of fact. Yep, here it is. This is actually AL.com. AL.com has a an article on their education. You can go to their like education tab or whatever on their page, AL.com. It says, want to be a substitute teacher? Here's how to apply, what pay and benefits are. It says that basically almost every single school system needs people who are willing to be substitutes. And I would not be a bit surprised to find out that if you did that, you may find a niche within that. Sometimes within substituting, people become like the utility player. They'll fill in wherever needed and just help out where they can. Others become more niche-oriented because they've got a background in math, science, or reading or something like that. So that's I would suggest that right off the bat is check with your school board. And now there'll be background checks. There'll be things they have to do, and granted they should. But yeah, they even pay you for that, and there's a possibility of actually staying pretty busy if you want to. I think that's a great question. The other thing I would strongly suggest is you don't have to have kids to care about your system. You don't have to have kids to run for school board. You don't have to have kids or grandkids in the schools to help with the schools. I still remember to this day, one of my favorite things when I was in fourth grade at Chaffee Elementary in South Huntsville, we had this once a week thing for a while where, and I just remember them being seniors, although here I am now probably thinking they're probably my age, but nonetheless, but they were seniors who every one of them had a different hobby or skill set, and they came in and we rotated through learning different hobbies with these seniors who just gave their time. And I still remember one of them, I learned to play chess. One of them I learned, I think something with woodworking, another one, and they did basic projects with us. And then another one, this was kind of crazy and I need to find out where it is. But yeah, we had, believe it or not, as a kid, here I was a kid. I was a little, knot headed boy who always had holes in his jeans and ran around barefoot in the summertime. But we had this one lady who taught us needlepoint. Go figure. And I haven't done needlepoint since then, but what was cool was that was 1976, the year of the bicentennial. And so at Chaffee Elementary, every single one of us made a needlepoint square of something that was patriotic. And then they all got sewn together into a giant quilt, and that quilt hung in the lobby of the school for the longest time. I would love to tell you what, if anybody out there in Huntsville City Schools knows where the 1976 bicentennial quilt that used to hang in Chaffee Elementary went, I would buy it. I mean, that was just so cool. And I remember exactly where my square was. It was down kind of to the lower right side. Anyway, all right, that was a rambling. That got me off on a Copper, that was called a rabbit trail. This
a cool one, though. That's a good project.
It was a good project. But the point being, though, I learned that, and I still remember it vividly, because there were adults who had no other, connection to the school system except they wanted to do something to help. And they did, and it was huge. So, yeah, I hope I answered the question. If the caller has another question, tell them to call in and ask it. So all about the Benjamins, I'll just kind of wrap this up by saying we're about to see them propose and likely pass an $8.2 billion budget. Copper, to your point a minute ago about teacher pay, a 4% pay raise has been proposed. 4% is not bad when they already got 2% last year and they've had several percentages over the last few years. They've been escalating their pay. Guess what it costs to pay a 4% pay raise across the board?
Oh, several million dollars, I'm sure.
try $180 million.
Holy
it's going to cost $180 million to give all teachers a 4% pay raise, which, by the way, once you do it, it's locked in. You have to sustain it every year thereafter. So that's $180 million that gets tacked on for every budget hereafter. So that's why it's so important that, that they look at this and go, well, teachers just need to get paid more. Yes, if we can afford it. If we can afford it, I'm all for that. By the way, on the we have two budgets in Alabama, and we're crazy. We're one of those few states in the world that ever did this, but we have two budgets, one for education, one for everything else. And the everything else budget is called the general fund, and those people rarely ever get a pay increase because all the money goes to education. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. That was fun. I enjoyed that segment. Walking down memory lane, Chaffee Elementary. We come back. I'm going to be in number two of the Triple Dipper. I am. I swear I am. We're going to be talking about the March on Conservatives. March on, conservatives. Or is it conservatives getting marched on? We'll see. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.